This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are very glad you could be with us this week on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
From Ohio, it's Sold Out Quartet.
I'll be talking to the host of the Gospel Radio Favorites radio program, Brian Crow, has a big event coming up. He'll be telling us all about it on today's program. And you've been listening to some new music.
I have new music by Heaven Bound Trio.
And you've been reading?
Yes, I have, the Christian Voice magazine.
We have the Gospel Music Today cameras on the road. We heard the Troy Burns family. We have exclusive concert video on today's program.
And the archives.
From a couple of years ago at the Lowesville Gospel Concerts, we heard Danny Funderburk. That's on today's program.
And let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Artist Resource Services has added Southern Gospel veterans Steve Ladd, Deborah Perry, and Jaden's Call, and newcomer Tate Emmons to its roster. Artist Resource Services is the label services division of New Day Christian Distributors. The Southern Gospel Music Guild has recognized Greg Bentley of Crossroads Label Group with the 2024 SGMG Lifetime Achievement Award. Greg has been with Crossroads since 1993 and began his full-time career as tenor for the Hoppers. Chapel Valley recording artist Eternal Vision have added tenor vocalist Doug Brady to the group. Doug previously sang with Appointed Quartet and Pace Setters Quartet. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading Christian Voice Magazine. Take a look at their website at christianvoicemagazine.com, and you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to one of Carolina Gospel Association's concerts, and the Troy Burns family was there. I believe you have a clip.
We do.
Right out of the Redback books, if you remember this. There is a time in my life I remember so well, when God gave me salvation and saved my soul from hell. I fell on my knees at an altar of prayer. He washed me so completely while I was kneeling there.
It was an old camp meeting time. I could hear those church bells
ringing chime.
Those golden stairs I fell I could climb. There at that
old camp meeting time,
the preacher preached a sermon about how the Savior died, about how he looked toward heaven and to his Father cried. I couldn't wait no longer, so down the aisle I went. I had to find this Jesus that God in heaven sent. It was an old camp meeting time. I could hear
those church bells ringing chime.
Those golden stairs, I fell like a climb. There at that
old camp meeting time.
Well, I heard them sing. And I heard them pray. I
heard them tell.
About the way the preacher preached. The saints would shout while he would tell us all about amazing grace. How sweet the sound, and also how it could be found. We could be free, no longer bound.
There at that old camp meeting time.
There at that
old camp meeting time.
I heard them pray, and I
heard them tell
about the way,
the
preacher
preached,
the saints would shout,
he would tell
us
all about
amazing grace,
wondrous grace,
how sweet the sound, and also how,
told us how
it could be found.
It was found,
we could be free,
no longer bound,
there at the
old camp meeting time.
Here at the
old camp meeting time.
Some old-time singing by the Troy Burns family. They always do a great job, and we've been enjoying that Carolina Gospel Association concert series.
Yes, we have. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Darrell Freeman. Darrell sings with his family in the Freemans. His birthday is April 9.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
There's much more coming up on this week's edition of Gospel Music Today. Right now, Jean has been listening to some new music.
We are at the National Quartet Convention in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I'm here with Heaven Bound Trio from Shelby, North Carolina. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you so much.
It's so nice to see Larry, Megan, and Shelly. Welcome.
Thank you.
We've got a new CD that's out called Pray On, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, Larry, tell me just a little bit about the CD.
So, we started looking at some songs a little over a year ago, and one of our last single that we just had is was one of the first ones we started really falling in love with, and some of the best songwriters sent us some songs, so it was very tough. But we came out, I think, with 10 great songs this time around, and man, we're just excited about it.
Did you have a radio release out now?
We do. It's called Lifted by Love. That's the one we're out with right now. And our last one was I'm Saved, and both of them's doing really well.
So, Shelly, tell me what your favorite song is on the CD.
Well, it would happen to be Lifted by Love.
Okay.
And I do sing lead on that one. And it's one of those songs that I liked in the beginning, but the more you sing it, the more you realize the words and the meaning, and I love singing it.
Megan, what about you?
Well, I'll have to say that my favorite is I'm Saved, which is the other single that we have out, and it has reached the number one, and that means a lot to us, but it's not about the publicity, it's about the reaching the souls.
That's right.
And that is actually what the song is about, is being saved.
Okay, Larry, what about you?
It's got to be I'm Saved.
Okay.
And Lifted by Love comes a close second. I'm Saved is one of those that has brought the other side out of me. When I started thinking about the day I got saved, it got me excited. And so when we started singing that song and we say the part that from the rooftops, I'm going to shout it, it just gets me excited every time. And that just conveys to the audience that it's important to get saved.
That's
and
right.
It's fun to be saved because we get to go to heaven one day.
Well, to Heaven Bound Trio from right up the road from where we are.
Yes.
Thank you for being on Gospel Music today.
Thank you.
Yes,
been
ma'am.
An honor.
Thank you.
Honor. Thank you.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Kramers and the Shitans at Lowesville Gospel Concerts in Stanley, North Carolina on May 11. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
In May of 2004, in answer to God's call on his life, Matt Rankin of Georgetown, Ohio, started a journey to find men of kindred spirits and equal yoking to partner with him in a mission to fulfill that calling by evangelizing God's word through song. In 2013, Matt's calling and dream was realized with the group Sold Out. Sold Out is not only a vocal group continuing the heritage of Southern gospel music, but is also and foremost a ministry team answering God's call. In this spirit, Sold Out Quartet travels the country with a mission of evangelism and discipleship. You can find out more about this week's feature group at soldoutquartet.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Brian Crow of Gospel Radio Favorites. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
Brian Crow is the host of the Gospel Radio Favorites syndicated radio program, and he has a major event coming to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee in just a few weeks. Brian told us all about it, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. Brian Crow is the host of the nationally syndicated radio program Gospel Radio Favorites. He's also the host and the promoter of a big Southern gospel event coming to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee in just a few weeks. Brian, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on the program.
It's always good to see you, even by long distance electronic.
That's it.
Magic.
Yes.
What's happening in Pigeon Forge? Bring us up to date.
Well, we're excited. This is our third annual Gospel Music Festival coming up May 16th, 17th, and 18th. And I say every year it's getting bigger and better, and it truly is. We've got 25 artists that'll be appearing over a three-day schedule. And we have some absolutely some of the best talent in gospel music that'll be with us at the Biblical Times Theater on those three dates, May 16th, 17th, and 18th. And I'm just really excited about this event.
We have some names that people will immediately recognize will be on that big stage at the Biblical Times Theater.
Yeah, there are some fantastic groups like the Kingsmen. Have you heard of them? The Hoppers. They're also going to be there. Avenue, Fields of Grace. The Griffith family will be there again. I'm excited. Tony Griffith is just he's a big part of making this event what it is. He runs the sound and coordinates the sound check. So a big shout out to Tony Griffith and the Griffith family. They'll be with us. We have, as I said, 25 artists in 3 days. It's just a full, exciting, engaging lineup.
If there's any time in between all that singing, there are some really interesting things right there at the theater also.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, it's the Southern Gospel Hall of Fame Museum is there.
And plenty of places to stay, including a place right there, right next to the theater.
Yeah, next to the theater. And they're offering discounts as well for those who are coming to the event. And it is the Grand Smokies Resort and Lodge. And it's actually in the same parking area. And you can actually park in the at the resort and walk over to the theater if you wanted to. It's that close. Mm-hmm.
Tell me the dates again.
It's May 16th, 17th, and 18th. And of course, it's beautiful Smoky Mountains all around. It's going to be 3 days of encouraging gospel music. I'll be emceeing, and of course, I'll be sharing some corny jokes. Everybody loves those. Well, maybe not everyone.
Gets bigger and better every year. And of course, it's the best music in the world to begin with.
Oh, yeah. That's what I say. It's the best music in the whole wide world. And it's exciting. Of course, there'll be concessions there. The event starts at 4 p.m. Each night. We're tweaking the times just a little bit. The majority of the crowd start coming in about 4. So we've moved it back to 4 o'clock starting. So we'll go from about 4 to 10 all three nights. And I think it averages about 8 or 9 groups each night. We'll be on stage. So it's going to be, again, I know I keep saying I'm excited because I really am. It's I look forward to this all year long. Can I name a few of the groups that'll be there?
Yes.
The Hoppers, Gary Crank, the Tab Family, Tate Emmons, the Emmanuel Quartet, Isaac's Well, the Kendricks, their full band will be with us, KT&T, the Kingsmen, Aaron Green, Redeemers of Faith, Matt Hill, Voice of Truth Quartet, Heaven Bound Trio, Rivenbank Family, Believer's Voice. And that's only two nights. There's still another night. Joy Holden, the Griffith Family, the Sharps, the Hallmark Quartet, Joyful Sound Trio, Avenue, Fields of Grace, Mercy's One. And I think I got them all.
Okay. Give us the dates one more time.
May 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Okay, it's Gospel Radio Favorites, Gospel Music Festival in Pigeon Forge.
Yes,
you got it. Okay, Brian, thank you very much. It's always great to talk to you. We'll see you in person in a few weeks. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, Ken, thank you, sir.
In this month's Christian Voice magazine, the cover story is about Jackie Henry and is called Look at Me Now. In addition to the cover story, our Gospel Music Today On the Road article this month has some great pictures from our trip to Christmas in the Smokies. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine at gospelmusictoday.com.
Holy ground, well, standing on holy ground, angels all around, hallelujah, camping sent for Elijah, who had gone to Dothan, I'm told. Came in the night to get him. The city they didn't close, but in the morning Elijah saw them, said, "Fear not," and began to pray. The servant's eyes were open. He saw chariots of fire.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. An Inman Family Affair features Scotty Inman, Grace Song, The Inmans. It's on May 23 at Bartlett Hills Baptist Church in Bartlett, Tennessee. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
My dad would hold a kerosene lamp for the doctor to birth the babies. The first one was born. He ran upstairs to announce it. And the doctor hollered out, "Bring the light back." And he brought the light back, and here come another one. And he was excited about that. He took off upstairs again to announce that. The doctor hollered out, "Bring the light back." And my dad hollered at the doctor, and he said, "I'm not bringing the light back. The light's attracting them." And
we have a music video this week.
We do. This is the Highland Park Band. The Highland Park Band was Phil Cross and some original Poet Voices members a few years ago. The song is Gonna Get Baptized. Phil Cross and the Highland Park Band up next on Gospel Music Today.
Yesterday, I was lost and empty. That was yesterday. Today, everything is brighter. The heavy load is lighter. I'm dancing down a brand new road today. I'm going down to the river. I'm gonna get baptized, buried with the Savior, raised to new life. I got me some new. baptized.
Shall we gather at the river
today? The wife that left is with me. The kids are glad to see me. This is just a miracle today.
Tomorrow, gonna tell the good news. God is here to reach you,
to save your soul, so you can say tomorrow.
Down to the river, I'm gonna get baptized, buried with the Savior, raised to new life.
I got me some new shoes and a robe.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Danny Funderburk. It is now time for the archives.
We had the cameras at the Lowesville Gospel Concerts in Stanley, North Carolina. We heard Danny Funderburk sing, and that video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand. I want to be there on that great judgment morning to touch all the nations. It is me and his hand.
One morning at daybreak, the crowd slowly gathered. They were walking my Lord up old Calvary's hill. So sad was the scene there, that the birds touched their singing. Like a lamb he was humbled to his father's own way.
Just to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand. I want to be there on that great judgment morning
to say, Lord, I love you, for you understand.
In 2023, member of the Southern Gospel Music Hall of Fame, Danny Funderburk sang for many years with the Cathedral Quartet, and we were really glad to see him in Lowesville.
Yes, we were.
We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we're so glad that you could be with us today. It's springtime, and a lot of outdoor concerts are starting, so go out to one of the outdoor concerts and support your favorite artist. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week on Gospel Music Today.
We're at the old camp meeting time. We're at the